This is GQDN for Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Valve news, PlayStation drops some games, and a PSA for you. But today, we begin with the quarterly report from Activision Blizzard. So, initial report comes from Blue News, but we're going to Business Wire, and they are going through the entire thing, and so are we via different websites. But the Activision revenue did grow 17% year over year in the second quarter, and the operating income did increase by 80% year over year because of the Call of Duty franchise. Now, Blizzard said in the second quarter, revenue grew over 160% year over year, basically because of Diablo 4. In fact, Diablo 4 did sell more units than any other Blizzard title. Now, King did grow 9% year over year because of Candy Crush. Now, here are some other things that was in the report. And this comes to us from VG247.com, and they say that the Microsoft Activision Blizzard acquisition deadline has indeed been moved. And that is mainly because of the UK. But in the quarterly report, the two companies did go into an agreement to move the deadline to October 18th. And they did agree that the deal termination fee will not be subject to any condition other than the failure to close. Now, we go to rockpapershotgun.com, and they're saying that Overwatch 2 and other Blizzard games will be heading over to Steam. Now, on August 10th, we'll mark the first time ever that Blizzard will be stepping outside of the Blizzard launcher, the Battle.net launcher, which did launch in 1996. I do remember that. And Battle.net did become the home of Call of Duty, and that was a part of the Activision-Blizzard merger in 2008. Now, Blizzard did say that the Steam release of Overwatch 2 will be, quote, a selection of our games. But they did not say anything about any other titles. Mike Ybarra did say, quote, while Battle.net remains priority for us now and into the future, we've heard players want the choice of Steam for a selection of our games. They also did say that, quote, gaming is no longer just for specific communities as it was when Battle.net launched over two decades ago. Now, even though you'll be able to launch Overwatch 2 through Steam, you will still have to have a Battle.net account just to play the games. So, that is one part and many parts of this report. Another part, as like I said, Diablo 4 did hit record sales. And this comes to us from IGN.com. So 160% year over year was just freaking huge. In fact, Blizzard did bring in over $1 billion in revenue in just 3 months to June 30th. And that's with an operating income of $409 million during the same period. But Blizzard had a $401 million for operating income of $94 million. And that's where Activision Blizzard was at $1.5 million for the 3 months. And now it's up 30% the same period there last year. And that's mainly because of Diablo 4. We'll be talking about that on the next weekly show. Stay tuned to us at GroupQuest on Twitter. Now we get onto some other things, such as NintendoLife.com did say that PSA, don't fall for the Nintendo Switch 2 leak. In fact, at Cheeto Gaming Live on Twitter did say, quote, rumor, Nintendo Switch 2 may have leaked, but take it with a grain of salt. Announcement might be this year with quarter one 2024 release. So if that does happen, you know we'll be taking a look at it. Definitely. But if they're saying that it's a rumor, then it is a rumor. Now, WCCF Tech did say that Remnant 2 fans had a Q&A with some gunfire talks, lore, combat, scaling, and other things. So now Remnant 2 should launch here in about 6 days, but early access will begin sooner for those who purchase the Ultimate Edition. But the website did talk to the game designer, John Pearl, and the principal designer, Ben Curtin, that followed up the Cal Summer Game Fest chat, where they talked to principal level designer Cindy Toe. Now the Q&A did go into a bit of lore, but they did go into some different things. So with the lore part, John Pearl did say, quote, "Just over 2 decades have passed since the events of the DLC, Subject 2923. The Earth has changed, and the Root has gone into remission. The inhabitants of Ward 13 have moved out of the old bunker from the first game and built a town near the surrounding docks. Returning players will find a few familiar faces, including some surprises as well as some new ones to meet the new Ward 13. They also talked about the environment, and will that be a big factor? Once again, back to John Pearl, quote, "We set out to make visuals of the world so much more varied and feeling than the first game, and with that, we're expanding the size of the areas. We've added more open spaces, but also some of the tighter spaces. There are much wider variety of locations in the first game. Both look and feel vertically now plays a much bigger role as we've added a contextual jump, allowing the player to leap across gaps and chasms to explore new areas that would not have been accessible for the first game, or in the first game." There are more things that were said, because this article is pretty, pretty big. But will it be with crossplay? John Pearl once again did say, quote, "Crossplay is not something we're talking about right now." So we go from that over to Valve, and they're saying on PCGamesN.com that they want to improve the Steam Workshop with its first update. So, that's the first update in years. Now, for those who did use the workshop, then you will get an update here today, because the workshop did receive an update with many changes to it. So, if you try to search a specific game on the Steam Workshop page, the page itself will handle the partial string matches. Now, searches will also be organized, and it'll be prioritizing the most relevant things that you're looking for. But that goes by popularity and the ratings that they have. But you can see the full update details on the Steam's official post. So, we shall see how things go from there. But going into the esports corner with Valve, .esports did say that they're making some changes with the majors with CS2. That's Counter-Strike 2. And they're changing the dates for the ones in 2025 and 2026. Now, the majors will be in different periods, and that'll be before summer and winter breaks. And the events will be held on June 9th through the 22nd, and December 1st through the 14th in 2024. While in 2026, the majors will be on June 8th through the 21st and November 30th through December 13th. So what this will do is provide some time for players to get some rest, and that'll be after the most demanding and important competition that they have seen. But now they are open to proposals for hosting tournaments, and the organizers must meet a good number of criteria, though. Now there will be more details when the majors come in next year, and that'll be when CS2 will be officially launched. So CS2 could be coming in next year, and here we go. Now, according to GamesRadar.com, Good Shepherd Partners did go with Rebellion to develop some video games on 2000 AD stories. So the 2000 AD publisher Rebellion did team up with Good Shepherd Entertainment to get a new series of video games that's based on the characters on the anthology comic. Now, the details of the titles are currently in development, and The details have not been released, obviously, but there will be plenty to choose from. 2000 AD has some very interesting thoughts, such as Judge Dredd, Rogue Trooper, ABC Warriors, Strontium, Dog, Celine, and a few more than just those. So we'll keep our eyes on that. In fact, Rebellion CEO and co-founder Jason Kingsley did say, quote, "We are honored to be the foremost custodians of the rich history of the British comics industry, and we aim to preserve these legacies. Rebellion is proud to bring these stories to an entirely new generation who will experience them for the first time through our partnership with Good Shepherd." Now we go to VGC 24/7 again, and they are saying that PlayStation Plus will be removing some games. And they are Lada Yakuza, that's Zero, Kiwami, and Kiwami 2, Borderlands 3, Nidhogg, 8-Bit Armies, Grip, The Crew 2, DCL The Game, and Carmageddon Max Damage. Now, Yakuza and 3, 4, 5, and 6, Song of Life, and Like a Dragon will still be on PlayStation Plus. So not all the Yakuza games, but some of them. We end today with WWE's The Miz. GameSpot.com did report that he was heartbroken because he could not be the voice of Johnny Cage. Now, The Miz is a great character and an excellent mid-card heel for WWE, and he has done some movies himself. But to be a voice actor in a game must have been something else, because the voice actor Carl Urban did land the role. But some people did ask The Miz if he was upset, but here's what he said. Quote, "It's like I never get mad or angry when someone else gets the part I want. Am I heartbroken that I'm not going to be Johnny Cage? Yes, of course. But that's the story of life. You literally take your bumps and bruises. I mean, this is Hollywood." That's exactly what he said. "We are not Hollywood. We are Group Quest. And we are all a part of Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved." Oh yes, go play some games, people. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news.